And she was a brilliant thing. She was just marvelous. And she liked me, but I was a little skittish of, scared of her because she could know more what I was thinking than I knew myself.
And then who? And then Lillian?
And then comes Lillian. And from then on, 1932 October, until 76 or something like that, when she passed away. So that ended my career with falling for the women. But of course, I like them all, black, white, or green.
Those are lovers. Who else is important in your life, just as people, you know?
Now, you mean?
Or any time in your, you can make go now and then go backwards. Like, who makes your life worth living at this point?
Oh, I can't put a spell on
you. No,
here.
don't say it. We know who, you have a friend, but it's
okay, a couple of, well, there's a couple of people now. Oh, now it's a bunch of people. All the people I love, the girls I meet, and, There's Joan and Debbie and so all them folks I love now. I can't go out and pick them all because I'd be getting all who?
Rose
Jeffers. She's the darling. She's darling. And then there's more friends and oh, so many of them.
Was my mother important?
Yes, mother was, but mother wasn't gay.
Right, no, they don't have to be gay now.
I
just
see.
People
then
who
there's people, there was Mrs. Nessel, Regina Nessel, and there was Miss Austin, and there was Weinstein, Miss Weinstein with her three children, and the children, they were all marvelous, and I come up with them all.
You never wanted to have children of your own, though.
What I want with them? I had too much time. I had too much time taking care of other people's children. I had no time for mine. For them all, I didn't like the men. So that's about the only way you have a child. Oh, of course, I heard of something the other day.
Yes, women. Yes.
You hear? I heard of this woman wanted a child. No. This woman wanted a child. So her sister went with her husband. Yeah, you see that in the paper?
Yeah, but there's another way. Two women now can have a child through something called artificial insemination.
What
where they
the
take
hell?
Sperm that's, they don't have to be with a man. You take sperm that's been frozen. Women are experimenting with this, and it's just injected into the other woman, and then she carries the baby.
Why didn't that come off when I was coming
would
up?
You have wanted a child? Would you have wanted
No, I didn't care that much for children. I like other people's children. I was very strict with other people's children.
I know.
Very strict, see? And I wouldn't have had any, see? I was too strict with them.
Why do you think you love children? Why do you think
Yeah, I like them. They're all right, because the little folks like these little pick-a-pusses here.
That Denver dog she's talking to.
Now, why don't you call Demma's hair sometime? He's worse than... Where the hell don't you get your hair combed, huh? I know. I see them beautiful brown eyes.
Talk about when you went to Jackie Mabry's party.
Oh, though. The most was show parties. They had parties just like you drank and you kissed your girl and you know what I mean.
Did anyone ever worry about the police or worry about...
We had no worry about their parties at all, because we wouldn't make that much noise, and we wouldn't, stomp and carry on over people's heads. It was a chosy bunch of people that I went out with, see, and you had to be just so to get in with that chosy bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, I went to a couple of marriages.
We'll talk about
that. These two girls got married. They lived on 110th Street, and I tell you who married them. What's his name? Reverend Monroe. And he.
What year about?
Oh, I can't remember right now.
20.
No, I have it on paper somewhere. I have it in the papers and things. Lily and I was together, so you know it was in between the
30s.
Yeah, in the 30s. And
what was the ceremony like?
The ordinary ceremony. I have this woman take your this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife.
And the
girl
suit and the other one?
Yeah, the girl wore a white suit. She was a tall, brown-skinned woman, and the other one a little shorter. And she had on a wedding dress and everything. Then we went down to City Hall and had the mayor to wed to marry two women.
How did that happen? Who was
the mayor? I think
Walker.
I don't know whether he was walking.
You mean they signed the book?
Yes, they signed the book. The two women signed the book. One's a man, the other's a woman, yeah.
Oh, they signed it as a man and a woman, and the clerk didn't know that they were two
no,
women.
No, they didn't know there were two women. No, they didn't know.
Do you
know
remember
that.
The names? Do you remember what names?
I can't remember. So look in my
book.
In my thing, maybe to come back to me. But I know what it did because we all trucked down there with them.
Mm-hmm.
See? And then we come back and had a nice reception and all. And then the other one that married, the Monroe married, see, he got the, he went down with the girl and got the license and everything, come back and had a reception, see. And he was gay himself, see.
Did those weddings last, Mabel, as far as you know? Did they stay together?
As far as I don't know, they stayed, was together. Until we moved to the Bronx in 1948. But I don't remember what happened. Oh, one girl passed away, she was sick. And others got in with somebody else and like that. And two or three of them. See, that ended when we was in 90 Lenox Avenue, a lot of that. So, I got to get a big cat like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Or else we're going to try the other stuff first. Mabel, do you know any other lesbians that were together as long as you and Lillian?
No. Yes. No. Could be, but I don't know about them, you know. See.
Should we stop now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's all for today. Okay.